proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In our series about the virtues that God recommends, we turn our attention to the virtue of chastity. Chastity denotes purity, both in the bodily realm and the spiritual realm. Hagnos, which is the Greek word translated as chaste, could denote spiritual purity. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, for instance, Paul counseled his protege Timothy, quote, "Keep thyself pure," unquote. A lack of chastity in the sexual realm can lead to extramarital sexual relationships, practices elsewhere known as fornication or adultery. Such practices produce widespread harm to people who practice licentiousness. In Proverbs chapter 6, Solomon warned that, quote, "Whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away," unquote. Nonetheless, Solomon himself served as an example of what an unchaste life can lead to. We read in the scriptures that Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. This in spite of the injunction found in Deuteronomy chapter 17, forbidding Jewish kings from, amongst other things, multiplying wives unto themselves. As a result of Solomon's mixed marriages with non-believers, we read in 1 Kings chapter 11 that, quote, "When Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods," unquote. God disciplined Solomon for his disobedience by raising up opposition to him from various sources. Jeroboam, for example, was described in 1 Kings chapter 11 as being, quote, "a mighty man of valor," unquote. Jeroboam led a revolt against Solomon's successor and son, Rehoboam, resulting in civil war amongst the Jews. What makes a lack of chastity so harmful? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we read that, quote, "Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body," unquote. Since a Christian's body serves as the temple of the Holy Spirit, it ought not to be defiled. Marriage is a divinely ordained institution designed to counteract a person's unchaste impulses. As Paul advised the Corinthian believers in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, quote, "To avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband," unquote. His personal desires was that other people could remain celibate, as he, Paul himself, did. Nonetheless, the apostle continued, quote, "It is better to marry than to burn," unquote. That is to say, to burn with unbridled passion. In a licentious era, the very concept of chastity seems antiquated, a fit subject only for ridicule. However, the early Christian leaders highly esteemed the virtue of chastity as being conducive to an effective Christian testimony. In the second chapter of the book of Titus, Paul advised the aged women in his congregation at Crete that they were to teach younger women about the importance of living chastely, in order that, quote, "the word of God be not blasphemed," unquote. Moreover, a Christian wife can positively influence her unsaved husband by means of her, quote, "chaste conversation," unquote, as Peter described in 1 Peter chapter 3. Chastity comprises an essential element of self-control. Without it, we come under the purview of Solomon's statement in Proverbs 16, namely that, quote, "He that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh the city," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.